Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So there, as we continue talking about John Keel, who left too early. It would have been nice to have gotten him on the Paracast, but Brent Rains has studied his life, especially emphasizing the things he talked about his interactions and the influence to the views of Jacques Vallée. Let's continue here. You were going to talk here about what, getting towards the negative aspects of it all?
Okay, well, one of the things in the Mothman Prophecies that Keel wrote about was how on December 15th, 1967, he's waiting in front of his TV set. He feels that he's been given that date, that something big is going to happen. He thinks it's going to be a power blackout, but he'd also been getting information from different experiences about something was going to happen on the Ohio River. Christmas packages floating on the water and some, there's going to be some kind of disaster. And Keel was trying to put that together. And there was no blackout, but there was a news bulletin that said a bridge had collapsed in the Ohio River. And of course, we know that there were 46 people who didn't survive that tragedy. And it was the Silver Bridge at Point Pleasant. What Keel left out of his book, which I decided to put in mine, was when I found out that he also claimed that on that particular day, there was a knock at his apartment door, and in came a friend he hadn't seen for a number of years. He'd even been his best man at his wedding years earlier, and they spent hours together. He was there in the apartment when the news came over the TV. There was also another gentleman there who told me this was a big, tall guy with a powerful handshake. Keel acted as though he knew him. Keel later wrote this guy a letter, which he sent me a copy, where Keel said later that he met this gentleman's wife. And, you know, he said, oh, hey, good to see you. Joe came by the apartment. And she said, well, Joe passed away. He died of a heart attack. And Keel said, oh, no, when did this happen? And, you know, she says July 1965. And he said, well, that's impossible. He was at my apartment. Are you sure? He was at my apartment, you know, in December of 67. And she says, John, don't you think I'd know when my husband died? I was there, you know. He told my informant that this was something that he wrote that he had many sleepless nights after that. And I found out from two gentlemen, John and Tim Frick, who have for years been very involved in the annual Mothman Festival in West Virginia, that they were there in 2003 when John Keel came, and they spent about 8 hours with him. And one of the things that Keel brought up was the time that this man had come to his apartment, and they spent several hours together. They went out to lunch. They even went to a Jim Moseley talk downtown, and everything seemed perfectly normal about this guy. He had his voice, his memories. It, you know, this was a very physical event. He suspected nothing unusual except what he'd heard on the TV, and only to discover later that, you know, his friend had been dead over 2 years prior. And to John Keel, the guy who was on the trail of the ultra-terrestrials, the elementals, who the demonic type elements, who saw no good in this. This was just another something to screw with his mind. And John Frick asked him, well, what do you think about this? And he said that Keel answered, it gives me too much of a headache to think about it, you know, for very long. So to most people, that would have been something that they would have seen as a very special, positive experience, but not for Keel, not with the particular point of view that he had.
Do we explain that? You know, is there any way to explain something like that?
You know, there have been accounts over the years. You know, Keel was really into apparitions and everything, and how things could appear to be real and solid, but weren't. And then he had this experience, and I have tried to check with some of the old timers in the field, Rick Hilberg, and I never actually contacted Gene about this, but Al Greenfield and Tim Beckley, to see if anybody had any pictures from a Jim Moseley talk back in on December 15th, 1967, and nobody did, you know. And I thought, you know, that if there's a Jim Moseley talking there in New York City, someone's going to be taking pictures, surely. You know, they do it all the time now. They did it back then. And I thought maybe we'd have a ghost in this picture. Or
right, might get lucky.
Yeah, just whatever, but haven't been that lucky as of yet.
But things like this do happen to people, though. I mean, I live here in Calgary. I've had a number of experiences myself. One of them was very similar to that. I played in the local underground music scene here for a number of years. And some of the people over the years, they've just started to actually pass away. But one of them I had worked with at the university, his name was Tim Campbell, and I knew him quite well, and I used to run into him at the local Starbucks every now and then. And one day I was there, and I saw him, and I went over, and we, you know, smiled, and he was like, hey, how are you doing, and everything's cool, and okay, I'll see you later. And I kind of turned around, and then he was just kind of gone. But it was the next weekend I said to somebody, hey, you know, I just ran into, you know, Tim. Just a couple of days ago over at the Indigo, and they said, oh, really? We just went to his funeral last week. And I was like, I know this person, right? So are you sure we're talking about the same person? I mean, really, things like that do seem to happen. What is the explanation? You know, any theories? I mean, besides, you know, dead people and apparitions, I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, that's what we have, are speculations, beliefs. It's a fascinating area. Keel was certainly, I think, wired a little differently. And at times, I think he had a little resistance of his own to some of the things he experienced. He didn't quite want to believe it quite the way it came across or seemed to come across. I mean, we all have these, you know, these difficulties. I mean, my own daughter has described, you know, when her grandmother, my wife's mother, passed away a few years back, she saw her in her house playing with her young son after she had died. Then she was leaving the house, and she followed her to the door and asked her if she needed a lift. And she says, you know, you should know that I don't need where I'm going. I don't need any help getting there.
Wow. Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, these things get reported. And, you know, after John Keel left, I thought, what a shame that, you know, we lost this pioneer who had all these alternative ideas, fascinating things that he would describe and write. And so I was working with some people who were doing paranormal investigations, and this one guy who turned out to be an abductee and a psychic, and he'd been having experiences, first experience with an alien, first experience with a ghost, was at age 5, or around age 5, and he was using this instrument called a ghost box, based on the Frank's box, which it would use white noise going through continuous scan on a radio frequency, which used AM, and would ask questions and get responses. And I was highly skeptical, but, you know, we sat around and had tape recorders, hooked it up to stereo speakers. And I was particularly impressed. I mean, I got John Keel coming through this radio a number of times, interactive, intelligent responses.
You know what? Let's stop it right there. A cliffhanger. All right. What did John Keel on the other side? If that's what it was, say, Brent Rains, Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, is John Keel, or has John Keel, communicated from wherever he is? Brent Rains.
Well, of course, John Keel, when he was alive, he wrote that, you know, there were people convinced that They had recorded voices through mediums or electronic means of some kind, claimed to be space people, claimed to be someone from the afterlife. And he believed that these were just elemental beings or whatever who were just very much adept at imitating and pretending to be someone familiar.
Well, I think that's a real possibility. Because, and, you know, I know that some of our listeners, they start to, their eyes glaze over when I go into this, but I mean, I really don't think that life after death, as we think about it, is a possibility. And therefore, that whatever experiences people are having, and I do believe people are having experiences, because, you know, who would I be to say, well, I've had one, but nobody else has. We might not be able to pin down exactly who is actually having the experiences, who else is, but I think we have to know that they're taking place.
Right. So I'm just telling you, I'm just front loading this by telling you what Keel thought. And then,
right,
you know, lo and behold, I'm getting these, not just me, but my friends, the one who you know, introduced me to the Ghost Box, Brett Oldham, who is a abductee. He's written a couple of books about his abduction experiences now. And the most impressive event was July 3rd of 2010. We'd been getting John Keel prior on investigations. And so on July 3rd, 2010, we were at the home of Sandy Nichols at Thompson Station, Tennessee, just south of, a few miles south of Nashville. And we were going to do a Ghost Box session. I said, this is the one-year anniversary of John Keel's passing. Can we try reaching out to him? Well, Brett asked his spirit guide or tech, whatever you want to call him, can you have John Keel come through and say his name? And within like 2 seconds or so, this voice, clear male voice, said John Keel. At another point, Brett asked, can you, John, can you tell us about what you now know about Bigfoot? And this powerful male voice said, smuck Bigfoot, see? And then there were like these two other voices in the background that said, see, and then another one said, see. I was just at the Mothman Festival. I did a talk up there about, you know, all of this at Point Pleasant at the Mothman Festival. And I was talking to John Frick. And I was telling him about this particular, you know, smuck John Keel. And he said, well, that was an expression that I think he used. He was recalling about a conversation he had with Keel about a certain researcher. And John Keel said, ah, he's a smuck.
Oh, right, like schmuck, maybe.
Like a schmuck or a smucker, you know. But it was,
okay, yeah. We're hitting the edge here. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, there have just been a number of things. I thought, well, to be really objective, I got to make sure this isn't someone who's got a transmitter coming across to AM radio in another room. They got us bugged. So yeah. I got a Ghost Box of my own and Radio Shack digital radio, and we just fixed the scanner. It went on continuous scan like they're supposed to, all that white noise. And I got some things that, you know, I would just do a session spontaneously with my family here. And one time I got a real clear John Keel, Brent, Bert here. And Bert Schwartz was a famous psychiatrist, parapsychologist. Gene probably remembers him.
Yes, and, I actually met him a few times.
Okay. Yeah, of course, he was from New Jersey, Montclair, New Jersey, originally. He became a friend of John Keel. In fact, John Keel recommended he apply his interest in parapsychology to study UFOs as well, and he did. And he passed away. Dr. Schwartz passed away in September 2010, and after he passed away, I started hearing Dr. Schwartz coming through the radio. And a lot of times it was just little bits and pieces, and then other times we get a whole sentence. And, for example, one time we thought we heard something about an Enoch or an Enoch. Weren't sure which was an I or an O, so I asked the box one time, and a voice clearly came through and said Enoch with an O. And if anyone's interested in the the February and March issues of 2017 in my column Reality Checking, I do provide a number of these audios that we recorded so that people can give it a listen. Keel said a lot of these things happened with the contactees back in the early 50s, but the mainstream ufology just, you know, poo-pooed it and thought there was nothing to it. And they never tried it themselves. They just dismissed it out of hand. But he did say that one day this would become like a commonplace thing. And, of course, now with ghost hunters, it certainly is, EVPs. That's a little there about my experience with that. I was quite puzzled by it.
Now, I can think that it should dovetail into what John Keel wrote about doppelgangers, your psychic or literal double somewhere. And I'm not talking about like Earth 1 and Earth 38. You see that on some TV shows where there are alternate universes, but there is your counterpart somewhere. Another John Keel, whatever, that he'd talk about. Can you amplify that?
Well, I can amplify it some. I mean, that is one of the areas, you know, they talk in quantum physics about other people like us who exist in maybe these other parallel worlds. And it's a controversial but intriguing theory. And I know I was talking with Paul Eno, and he's got a book that has come out recently, Dancing in the Graveyard, I think it's called. I haven't read it yet, but he was telling me in an interview I did with him a few months back that this was going to be in the book. And he's come across two instances where people have described to him that people entering our world from this parallel world, in one instance where this family had lost a loved one, and so they reached out to someone with shamanic abilities to reach into another dimension and get the other person who was dead in our world, pull him into this world so that they wouldn't miss this person and he could live among them. And they claimed this actually was a reality in their situation. And there was another story similar to that that he was told also from another source. And whether this is true or not, I don't know, but there are reports of this thing that kind of goes along with some people's many worlds theories of quantum physics.
The multiverse. By the way, folks, if you want to see a fictional representation on this, the DC Comics TV shows on the CW network in the U.S. are heavily, heavily focusing on multiple realities. We got this reality to contend with. I wonder if there's another Paracast. Well, we'll get into that next segment. Brent Rains, Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Claiming new progress against Islamic State extremists in Syria, President Trump said some European nations are now willing to take on detained Islamic State fighters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We're hopeful that every country
that has persons detained in these camps will accept those back into their country. Not just European countries. There are many, many countries around the world who have had people leave their country and go to fight alongside ISIS in their campaign in Syria.
The president pushed back at criticism that his Syria moves were damaging U.S. credibility. He touted the U.S.-brokered ceasefire agreement as Kurdish troops claimed the combat has not yet been halted.
We are in a very strong position. We are also in a position where we could put tremendous, powerful sanctions on Turkey or whoever else we want to.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I was saying, I wonder if there is another Paracast radio show on, if this is Earth 38, Earth number 1, Earth number 99, Earth number 9. Multiple versions. Are there multiple versions of Brent Rains out there?
Number 9?
Heaven forbid.
Number 9.
Yes. Imagine, you know, we might be rich in another dimension somewhere. Millionaires. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, they can always loan me some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, if they can cross over, just send a little money to us, as long as it resembles closely enough the money we have, and it's... long as we don't get dollar bills that are in Russian or Chinese or something.
Let's just hope that Bitcoin hasn't yet taken over, though I guess it might someday.
Well, we had Paul and Ben on the show, and they were a real good pair to have on. That's the father and son team. And they were talking about audio, strange audio, paranormal sounds, unexplained sounds. Really interesting stuff. Good people to talk to. But I think we have to be careful about how we interpret the kinds of experiences that we have. Because just because we hear a sound or see a vision that looks like our deceased grandmother doesn't mean it is our deceased grandmother. We want to believe it is because that's the first thing that our mind puts together. It's a pattern recognition thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not possible that it's our deceased grandmother, then it has to be something else. And that's where we go way back to before the break, where you were saying, well, there are some people that feel that maybe what we are dealing with are entities here, maybe the trickster type phenomena, maybe the aliens working on this control system that use our own past in ways to try to influence our psychology.
Yeah, and the idea that there were elementals, the Muslim jinn, that could do all these things that are similar to where what the beings in UFO contact situations, where they abduct humans, they sometimes do sexual things to them, they take them to another reality, another hit, you know, some they can transport, just suddenly go from one place to another, they can shapeshift. This is old territory with a new face. It's a variation on some very ancient themes, actually. And this is what Kiel had written about and felt. And he said that belief is the enemy. And I really think that Greg Bishop of the Excluded Middle has his radio show out in L.A., the Radio Mysterioso, and he's been studying contactees and all sorts of UFO phenomena for years now. And he has an expression that the UFOs is not only stranger than we think, it's stranger than we can think. And I think, as I heard Ray Hernandez of Free recently say back in August when I met him at the Alien Expo over in Knoxville, he said that we're just learning to ask the right questions now, I think. You know, we've been at this for like a little over 7 decades, and it is such strange, bewildering, perplexing terrain that we're traversing here that it's taken us a while to really to try to pull and connect all the dots and put this whole thing together. It's almost like a hall of mirrors.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And you know, I really like Greg Bishop and his show. And, you know, I wish he'd get in touch with us because we've been trying to get in touch with him to come on our show as well. You know, we'd like to have him back to talk about exactly this kind of stuff. But I'm not so sure now that UFOs are necessarily beyond our capability of understanding. Like back when Vallée was saying, okay, well, we have to consider the possibility of alternate dimensions. And one of his reasons was the accounts where witnesses had seen the craft slowly dematerialize or vanish. And so, you know, at first we think, well, how is that possible? I mean, maybe they're going into another alternate dimension or universe. But then along comes the 2000s and we start developing active camouflage, not to mention that we've got, the Star Trek cloaking devices. Well, who's to say that they're simply not engaging some sort of technology that makes them invisible? That seems fairly easy to wrap our head around. We don't have to invoke alternate universes at all.
It's just the high strangeness, all the psychic aspects. I mean, a lot of these contact experiences, they see, have interactions with so-called ghosts, spirits, whatever, angels, almost as much as they do with the aliens, you know. And a lot of times the investigators over the years, the mainstream ones, have kind of, when they did investigation, they just work on that one case. They wouldn't go into the background. If they heard something about a cryptid, a Bigfoot, something like a Mothman or a ghost, they say, well, that's not our field. That's a separate area. We're just interested in this report of this one experience. And Kiel certainly felt that it all needed to be put together. And so there is this recurrent paranormal theme. But, yes, a lot of the phenomena that is being described, you know, and we got the Pentagon, the Navy looking at these Tic Tacs and stuff saying, hey, you know, this credible observers, because we've known they were credible observers since way, way back, you know. But now they seem to be more interested in saying, hey, there is something to this. And it we're not sure that it's extraterrestrial or an alien intelligence. You know, it might be a foreign country, but they're doing some amazing things that we're certainly not at all close to being capable of, as far as I know. Now, maybe something at Area 51 is going on that I don't know about. But anyway, that's possible.
You know, if another government had advanced aircraft testing in our airspace, I would think at some point they would boast, hey, look at what we have. Let's exert control. We have certain nations that would love to do that to gain an advantage. Just as I say, if there's going to be UFO disclosure, I could not believe that the U.S. is the only country to have evidence. If Putin has evidence, he could use it to his advantage for whatever reason. The Chinese, you name the country, Iran. If they discover something, some meaningful information, watch out, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I keep hearing is about, you know, these nuclear weapons and things, the things we generally know about, or technology that's nowhere near what, you know, like the Tic Tac, and that technology, from what they described, the pilots, that was an extremely unbelievable maneuvers that it performed. As I remember, too, the two pilots in that initial report went to an area to regroup after their encounter and found the UFO was waiting for them, almost as though it was a step ahead of them, knew somehow what they were about to do. So I don't know what the answer is, but it's fascinating and anomalous, and you can't help but speculate, and it's hard not to come to some kind of favored personal belief about things. I think Kiel certainly took this, even though he says it was just speculation, he was quite serious when he speculated about the elemental similarities and everything, the psychic elements, the parallel world. To him, it was almost quite obvious to him, but he knew that he couldn't actually put that final stamp of approval and say 100% that was the answer. But I think certainly he was an original thinker, a pioneer who made us think, and that was quite important.
We got to think about this, and we'll get back with Brent Raines talking about John Keel and other stuff. And there's something I want to get into in a moment. We'll see what that is. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Now, another set of characters playing a big part in John Keel's books are the Men in Black.
Yes.
Can you amplify that, Brent?
Well, Keel, he was deeply into that. He claimed one time he got one of those mystery phone calls telling him to go out to this place on Long Island, Mount Misery. He went there, and there was one of these black Cadillacs with these two Oriental guys inside it, and he claimed that he followed him down a winding road, eventually came around a corner, followed him around a corner there, and it was a dead end, and the Cadillac had completely disappeared, and he felt that that was a demonstration meant for him to prove to him the reality of the reports that he'd been receiving. He claimed a number of occasions he arrived just a few minutes after at the homes of witnesses who claimed that they had just been visited by these MIB characters. And he had actually told Brad Steiger of an incident that apparently was part of his evolution, where he began to think that this sort of stuff was, these phenomena were more complex, and that this MIB stuff was some of it was some sort of psychic projections, where these MIB individuals entered his apartment through a closed door, and to prove that they were alien, they drank bottles of Lysol. And Brad, you know, told me that story, and I used it also in chapter 2, I think, of my book, along with the story about that guy named Joe that was supposed to be deceased.
I really love Brad's books. I mean, he had a style of writing that was really drew the reader in. They were page turners. They're the kind of things you could just, you know, chow down like dessert over the course of a weekend or something like that. Always good stuff from Brad. But, you know, again, when we get back to the idea of what could be taking place here, one of the things that I do is I don't simply just speculate. I have a rule of thumb that says, if our own technology could create the same phenomena somehow, then it's more likely that it is our own technology that's doing it than something alien. So the first thing I do is, okay, so with when we go back before the break and we're talking about the Nimitz encounters and the Tic Tac, and at first we're tempted to draw many of the same conclusions that you mentioned. This is something beyond our capability, the same conclusions that the pilots like David Fravor, who saw one of these things optically, not just through instrumentation, drawing the same type of conclusion. This is beyond our capability. And yet, is it really? Maybe it's beyond our ability to create an actual craft that can perform the way the craft that they visually saw does, but it might not be beyond our capability to create an illusion, an optical illusion, a holographic projection of a craft that can do all those kinds of performances. And there is a real theatrical nature to them. And as you say, at one point they end up back at the rally point as if that craft knew where it was supposed to go. So on last week's show, I was asking Kevin Randall, I said, well, could we perhaps be looking at, because this was a training exercise, some sort of advanced countermeasures where they were testing it on the ships and on the crew, super secret, to confuse radar and confuse pilots into thinking that there are other craft in the area, other, say, enemy airplanes or airplanes from their own group that would outnumber the enemy, let's say, as a form of countermeasures. And Kevin D. Randall says, absolutely. It's entirely possible that all of the people except the highest commanders on the ships knew what was going on, but the other people didn't because it's such a highly classified countermeasures operation. So there's an explanation.
Right. Because we know that a lot of the historical literature that we you know, Kiel studied and others, Valley, took us back centuries before we had the technology of this type. But under the same token, that doesn't mean that something from out there or a parallel world, another dimension, couldn't have had the technology, and that technology would have appeared as magical, you know, as magic, supernatural to a less advanced culture. And of course, that's been one of the main themes of the ancient astronaut theories, is that, you know, like the wheel within a wheel of Ezekiel and other stories from other cultures around the world going back centuries and centuries.
I tend to agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, even if we go back as far as the golden era in ufology, back in, say, you know, the late 40s, early 50s, the stuff that they were seeing then and chasing in their aircraft then, there is no way that we could have made that or even made something that was an illusion that looked like it. Today we can. Back then we couldn't. So I do believe, I'm a believer in alien visitation. I'll say it right up front. And I also think, though, however, that if they've got this kind of technology, like you just pointed out, to be able to, okay, let's, the obvious is they've got some sort of anti-gravity. They've got some kind of way to make them appear to be something other than what they are, and including become invisible. Now you add up invisibility, shape-shifting, and anti-gravity, and virtually every form of paranormal phenomena you can think of can fall into those, except maybe telepathy. But our own technology we have devices now that can make it sound like there's a voice in your head when it's not. They're even using them in advertising now. So this is all possible technologically. All of this various phenomena could be all tied together to the same thing, the same trickster, the same control group to try to manipulate our psychology.
Yeah, I think that the real big emphasis Kiel tried to bring out, we're talking more and more about now, is the consciousness and the physics that are anomalous to us at this time. With the consciousness there, I know, like with the ghost box experience, I was always impressed that we got these interactive, intelligent responses. But we've got a radio that's a receiver, and I always wondered, how is it that, you know, this voice knows in our little room here where, you know, this, whatever, wherever this is coming through radio frequency, it's not, these people are not visible to us. It's coming from somewhere, and it's interactive. These kind of experiences, I mean, it's, to me, even though we had a radio, it was paranormal because we didn't have a transmitter except our minds. And I remember one time before I turned on the ghost box, I had looked at a book that Dr. Schwartz had written called Psychic Nexus. And I was thinking about that book, and then I turn on the radio and there's some of this voice says Psychic Nexus. And there were just different times that I felt that somehow my thoughts were actually being, of course, in parapsychology, there's this theory that our thoughts are actually what is being projected on recording devices instead of, you know, we just think it's a interactive intelligence. But I tell you, after hearing some of these things, I really felt there was an intelligence separate from my own that was communicating. But anyway, again,
well,
we could.
There may have been. But the, as has been pointed out, say, on our forum thread by a number of brighter people there, if we're being communicated with in this realm, in this universe, through physics that we know because you've got a device that's built based on those that form of physics, then it is part of our universe. And it is using the same sort of technology in order, or at least generating the same sort of frequencies that that device can pick up. Essentially, you have some sort of a transmitter somewhere transmitting that frequency through that device. That's an inescapable logic, unless you're completely hallucinating it.
Also, I wonder if the possibility, and we're going to break in a moment, Brent, a possibility to consider, which is that we have seen the enemy and he is us. In other words, we are self-generating some of this stuff. And we presume it's external, but maybe it isn't. And that might be something to explore. I also want to ask a few more things about the life of John Keel. The book is John A. Keel, The Man, The Myths, and The Ongoing Mysteries. Brent Rains is the author with the foreword by the late Rosemary Ellen Guiley. With Gene and Randall, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.